opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DDP Radio, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, we do welcome you to www.mybroadcastddv.com. Welcome to the My Radio Show here, of course. Come to you on phone today from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There's a little bit of a stormy weather, and so I'm doing it by phone today. We're also on My Live. Hello to Donna. Hello to Keisha, my cousin. And this is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. I want to speak to you about the topic, Matrix of Might 2020. Matrix of Might 2020. Get your Bible and go to Joshua, the first chapter. I'll let you look at some things in Joshua, the first and the sixth chapter. I'm going to show you about the Matrix. I'm going to talk a little about the movie more. So I'm going to ask people to watch this movie because I believe this movie is a kingdom-centered movie. If you watch it with kingdom eyeglasses, the Wachowski brothers produced a movie called The Matrix. Those women sued them, but I heard it was, she didn't get the lawsuit, but in 1999, this movie called The Matrix started out with a budget of $63 million, and after it went worldwide and made over $465 million in profit. So you paid $63 to make the movie, but you make $465 billion returns. That's why I believe one of the mountains the church will get involved in is movie production. Thank God for Tyler Perry, who got his own movie production company, which I think is one of the most powerful mountains to take over in the world. That's when you get the gospel of the kingdom that goes forward into the world and stops trying to force folks to come in a little church building. Anyway, I already gave you some things about the word matrix. It comes from also a Hebrew term, rechem, R-E-C-H-E-M, which means womb. And when you put it together, according to Old Testament scripture, I think it comes up in Exodus, it talks about the child or the male child that opened the womb of the woman, where in turn she becomes a mother for the first time. And the word open comes from the word Peter. You know, so Rakim and Peter represents the child that opens up the womb. It appears about five times in King James Version language, all the open of Peter, the womb, Rakim, okay? And of course, I told you already that the word matrix means something within or from which something else originates, develops, or takes form of an atmosphere of understanding. And Ray Green in 1999, they took this concept from the Bible, the Wachowski brothers, and turned it into a running movie. It's the first movie made $465 million. And of course, the Matrix 2, Matrix 3, and coming out this year, we Matrix 4. I didn't care too much for Matrix 2 and 3. I'm just being honest, I didn't. I like Matrix 1. Matrix 4 got me much more better. But I love the movie because I think it speaks to us about the kingdom of God. I want to show you how the movie in 1999, when you update it with the right, what I call vision of 2010, you'll be able to see the movie with another type of mindset and another type of concept. And you'll be able to really understand some things that God wants to communicate to the church. So let's pray and get into this. And as you know, we're having a Matrix of Might brunch this Saturday. Ricky Green, LQ, and Don Heap are trying to come out or sponsor a ticket. It'll be this Saturday. 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, at the Crossroads Center. I have the infamous Kenny Bobian, who saying, "You are my friend." And, of course, I should not be moved. We're celebrating Dr. King, but also talk about the Matrix of Might Learning Center that I'm going to open up in the fifth ward of Patterson. And proceeds, ticket sales, and money sown into this vision on Saturday, and will enable me to furnish and open up one of the centers in the fifth ward. My job as an apostle care room is to put a center in every ward pattern, which was six, to train and equip just to matrix the saints. Matrix the saints, okay? Hello, Pastor Joy, Adrian. I hope, Adrian, you're coming. Adrian, I want you out of this side. I hope you're in town. You travel over the world, but I think I want you part of my business team. I meet with some strategic business owners and investors, and I think you need to be in the circle because Adrian, you really helped save my life and my family back a few years ago. I will never forget that, Adrian. So, Bozy, all right? Timothy Watkins, God bless you. So let's get into this word. Lord God, we thank you that you're the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the Father of all glory. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And my eyes are enlightened that we know the hope of your calling. The glory is rich that are inside the saints and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, word. Because Michael, may God believe according to the working of your mighty power. That you exerted in Christ Jesus when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that filleth all in all in Christ Jesus' name. All right, Roger, he's good, he's good, he's good. Okay, Durbin, if you have your Bibles, go to Joshua chapter 1. And I already told you, I'm showing you that in the movie, The Matrix, 1999 movie, Hollywood, the Wachowski brothers, all right, invested $60 million in this movie, and Timothy, they made $65 million profited. So they took something from the Bible, put it into actualization, and made money out of it, and then paid people salaries, created jobs, changed the culture of movies, and started using these graphics where you can take people's faces and put it on cartoon bodies. They changed the whole world because the Matrix hit the scene. And I think when the church really begins to understand her real role as a kingdom church, she begins to infiltrate into the world, and we establish our matrix. I told you there's two different matrices. Now, let me just give you a quick summary. Some of the things in the movie are related to kingdom. It's going to be very powerful. Okay, this is why I'm doing the breakfast this Saturday, 511 East 22nd Street. 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, a brunch, food, dance, DJ throwback. Kenny Bobing is coming to sing, You Are My Friend, Club Stop. And this whole thing is about a computer-generated system that's supposed to bind up people in this world called Matrix, which I said is connected to what's called the red pill. But the blue pill is the real original Matrix. That's where we're supposed to live. But Anderson is trapped in the red pill Matrix. But, Brother Morpheus, who is the captain or the apostle of the Nebuchadnezzar, the Senator, sends for Trinity, and she goes in. Trinity represents the body of Christ, the bride, Mary, goes and rescues Mr. Anderson and offers him a life in the other matrix, which is the proper matrix and not the improper matrix. But the decision lies on the shoulders of Mr. Anderson. And do you take the blue pill or the red pill? If you take the red pill, go back to your life, your limited life. If you take the blue pill, enter into the kingdom of God. And it goes this born-again experience. And then what happens is Pastor Morpheus begins to train him and equip him how to operate between the two worlds. See, this is how a church is supposed to be. We turn a church into a steeple when the church is. The problem is we don't lack church builders. We lack Pastor Morpheus. All right. Pastor Morpheus is the trainer and the equipper. Ephesians chapter 4 says, I'm a race of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers to equip, which means to train the saints. So we don't have a problem with Bible scriptures and going to church services. We have a problem with training and development. We don't have job skills. We don't have the ability to create work markets. We don't understand that the whole system of how you make money is changing. The 9-to-5 thing will be over while you're going to have to learn how to work everything on social media. And if you're trained and taught by apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors, teachers, you'll be trapped in the old matrix. And that's what we got. That we got church leaders trapped in the old matrix, the old system. And the Satan loves it when you trap your own ignorance. There's a head agent called Agent Smith, which they call a virus, which I call a principality, and wants to protect your old red pill matrix and to keep people trapped and dominated. So when Neo tries to destroy the matrix or rescue folk from the matrix, Captain Mr. Agent Smith, he called him Mr. Anderson. He never called him Neo, because Neo is really his title called Son of God. Mr. Anderson, but it's church folk. And so, being a church folk, you cannot defeat the agent. You got to rise to your role as a son of God. But that son of God got to be trained and equipped by the right learning program or system, according to Ephesians chapter 4. But if you don't have a Morpheus, if you don't have a captain or an apostle or a prophet that can train and equip you or a right pastor, you'll be bound and defeated by agent Smiths all day long. Now, stick with me. I'm going to show you this. And I'm going to show these over and over, and I teach this all the time. Every time I come on, I try to teach this, and this is why I got to open up this Matrix of Might Learning Center in the city of Paris in the Fifth Ward. It's a room given to me by a good brother, my Mr. Delon. that can hold about 40 people, but it's nice and clean. And I'm going to put up a television. I'm hopefully I get a smart board donated. I'm going to put some Xboxes. I'm going to put some CDs. And we're going to make this a learning center, a bold system for music. It's going to be magnificent. The first part I'm going to throw is going to be a Super Bowl party for the community and serve some food. Now, listen, this Saturday we're raising money from 12 to 4 o'clock. And if you get you by $29.95, it helps us to move us towards our destination. If you're interested in supporting us, go to my Facebook page, go to my Cash App. And so we'll see the $29.95 when you put your name down on the list. Now, people think they're going to sit around and wait all day and they'll wait till Saturday and be a ticket to get in. I'm limited to spots at the crossroads. It's not a place, but it's just enough for me to get stuff started. I don't believe in large numbers. I believe in nice, tight numbers where you got a core of people that wants to work with you. I don't want folks coming who don't want to come. Come here complaining and fussing. Stay your butt home. I want some people to come out who understands which way I'm going, who thinks in the direction I'm thinking and says, I'm McDuffie thinks I'm going to be there. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want some folks to say, we know McDuffie. We know what kind of program it's going to be. We know what he's going to do. I'm not shocked, and I believe in the brother. That's what I want to come out this Saturday. If that's not you, then find another program to go to. Okay? Now, here's some characters from the 1999 movie called The Matrix. Of course, you're listening to www.mybroadcast.com. DVD.com and reach my radio show, and also watching here my live. And of course, you got Neo, who's also named Mr. Anderson. Okay, you have the Oracle, which the lady's supposed to be like a someone that operates in ESP or witchcraft or some type of a sorcerer. I take all that stuff out, and I take the Miki with bones. She represents the Holy Spirit and the prophetess, and she's given direction to the Morpheus that this guy named Neo is the chosen one to destroy the old matrix and bring people into the right matrix, okay? Morpheus is like the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, and his job is to go after Mr. Anderson and hopefully will embrace his role as Mr. Neo, which I say represents a shot of God. Don't get trapped in Mr. Anderson, which is the church folks. Thank you, Sam. Wade, God bless you. Glory be to God. And so, of course, he uses our lady named Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which means that Matthew starts to go into all the world and make a nation baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not talking about water baptism particularly, but immersing people into the knowledge of who God is as their Father, who God is as the Son, who God is as the Mother of the Holy Spirit. And this is how you make disciples of nations. And of course, you got the character that really caused most problems, which was Cypher, who represents Judas. And so this movie, although it's fictional, it carries a lot of biblical truth to it. But you need a right pastor or trainer to have you navigate through the movies. You can take the Bible and the movie, put it together, and teach kingdom principles. Now, what I just showed you, this movie called The Matrix, and there were four Matrixes in the 90s. All right, 1999. And the Matrix 1, and the Matrix 2, 3, and 4. But I like the first one, Matrix 1. They spent $63 million. And at the worldwide market, they came out with $465 million in profit, the Wachowski brothers. And that movie, Matrix, actually set the tone for how all movies change, with graphics and putting the piece in the body and Marvel, and Disney took it to a whole nother level. But listen to me carefully. I'm going to show you by teaching the scriptures here, Darren and Samuel and Albert and Timothy. A lot of us are not defeated, not because we're not saved, Darren, because we're not trained and equipped. We don't have the right Morpheus that's supposed to train. Now, Morpheus is played by Larry Fishburne, okay? And he puts Neo inside of this learning program. Now, Neo sits inside of a chair, but his brain and his mind or his spirit go into this room where it's called a learning program or a learning center. Are you getting me? The Matrix of Mike Center is a learning center. I want to put your spirit in the room. Even though your body may sit in the chair, I want to minister to your spirit and your brain, all right? I just found this out yesterday that your body, although their brain and your head, your heart is connected to your brain, and your gut is connected to your brain. So what's in your stomach, what's in your heart, is connected to what's in your head. So there's a brain in your head, there's a brain in your gut, there's a brain in your heart. And so if you put the right, training material and the right programming and the right matrix in the mind of the brain and the mind of the heart and the mind of the gut, you get a strong physical body and really a strong spiritual body. But if your Morpheus is not there trained and equipped you, you just be like church folk. And nothing is worse than being church folk. They just go to a building, attend a service, and then tell God how long it takes and go back and live their own miserable lives. When you understand the kingdom, it's much more gifted. You got to find a radical leader. You got to find a more that would train and equip you. That's why I do M318. That's why I do SITU. That's why I pastor the way God is leading the pastor and not like everybody try to force me to, okay? Because it all comes back to what's in your head, what's in your mind, what's in your heart. Hello, Mike Jesus. Okay? And of course, the main devil in the Patriots, Agent Smith. And no one could defeat Agent Smith. As a matter of fact, Trinity and Morpheus, Trinity would run from Agent Smith. Morpheus tried and could not defeat Agent Smith, okay? Because I kind of felt like either they felt they didn't have the ability to do so, or they felt that someone greater can come to defeat them. To defeat those agents, which of course would end up being Neil, okay? Now, watch this. So Neil sits in his chair, and they plug up to this machine, and Neil's spirit or his brain or his mind is shipped to another world or a simulated program. And so Pastor Morpheus is trying to train him how to become a fighter and how to become a warrior. And one of the statements that's made in this simulated program, learning program, this was the statement, and I'll never forget it when I first heard it. He said to him, "Don't think you are, know you are." Oh, my God. Jeez, did I hear that, Darren? Do you hear that, Mike Hastings? Do you hear this? Don't think you are, know you are. People like to call me arrogant because I know who I am. Because people like people who would like go with what they say and agree with everything they say and go with them, even if they roll two left shoes, completely violate the scripture. Nah, brother, no, nah, I don't do that. I don't do that. Either arrogant. No, listen, no, I'm just smart. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. Even if I do wrong, I'm going to know that was wrong. But I'm going to let you know what scripture says, and I'm standing on the word of God, and I'm guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I'm not going to let your things get in my mind and make me think I'm doing wrong because you like the control of people. Not going to happen, baby. Okay, keep in mind, Agent Smith is a virus. I call it a principality. He wants to rule your mind. He wants to make you think you can't be healed, you can't be delivered, you can't become rich, you can't live a high life. Well, and I'm born black. Care what comes in the white man's world, yeah. There's no way they can get out. Yeah, as long as Trump is the president, I can't be victorious. As long as governor is this, as the mayor is this, see, it reminds me of people who they align themselves with Agent Smith thinking. Why are you so bound? Because it's your thinking. It is your matrix. We got to get you out of that matrix. We got to open you up and bring you into another way of thinking. He told you the word matrix comes from a word called Rechem, R-E-C-H-M. It's a Hebrew term, but it's also matrix is an English and a Latin word, at least a format. And it really means when you find the right matrix, matrix basically is that which, of course, something that within you that forms you, that molds, that mothers you, that which carries you. All right, I'm Michael McDuffie, I'm the second son, succession to the McDuffies, Isaac and Ruby. And so my mother, Ruby, allowed me to live in her matrix for about 40 weeks. And I was born on May 29, 1963 at 9:08 p.m. and born in the hospital on a Monday night with Dr. Vincent Short. And I became a lot of what my mother ate, what my mother drank, and whatever my mother did had a direct impact on me. And my first impact came from my father, Isaac, because my father, Isaac, carried me as a sperm and shot me into my mother, and I outran about 300 million sperms, slid in the first base, and I conceptualized, I was conceived, and I became Michael Dwayne McDuffie, and I was sent here, watch this, from the third heaven to come to the second heaven to come into the first heaven so I could go into the matrix of the red tail and use the authority I got from the blue tail and bring folks from the wrong matrix into the right matrix. Is that deep enough for you? Okay? But my victory comes from my training, my developing. What room am I in now? What spirits are you going to hang out with? Some of y'all are saved, but you got the wrong matrix. Some of you love Jesus, but you have no Pastor Morpheus. You got church folks preach. You got folks saying, and in the morning, everything will be all right. In the morning, when Jesus comes, we hear this every Sunday. He's coming back one day. And so your mind is always not to change until later. So that's your matrix. That's your diagram. We're killing off. All right? Keep taking a red pill. I'm taking the blue pill. I'm throwing mama from the chain. I want the real mama. I want the spiritual mother to tell me I'm chosen to bring down Agent Smith. I'm chosen to bring down my family. I'm chosen to be the first billionaire that come out of Patterson. I'm chosen to raise up a whole other type of party that's beyond Republicans and Democrats. I'm chosen to network with anyone who will roll up on me. I'm not bound by you. I'm not tied up by you. You're not going to bow my silence. See, it's my thinking. I don't think I am I know I think I am. I know I am. Now, while Pastor Morpheus, watch, I say this, is training his disciple Neo in the learning program, this guy downloads computer information into the mind of Mr. Neo. He's like Bruce Lee on steroids. They put all these martial art programs into his mind. Although it's in his mind, they still had to execute it and carry it out. Some of you got a lot of dreams and thoughts in your mind, but your body never carries it out. So what good is it if you got all this potential and all this capability? Use it. Church folks upstand and talk about, I have a dream speech by Dr. King, but never wake up and live the dream. You got so many dreams and aspirations and never work on it, never step out. Well, perhaps I have enough money. I have enough people. Am I trying before it fails? That's a dirty thing. You'll never fail until you stop. What's in your brain? What's in your thinking? Make sure you're not caught in a wrong matrix. You got to make sure you find the right spiritual room. Lisa, Ken Allen, Mike, Jay, Jesus, Darren, find that right atmosphere where people will pick you up, strengthen you. You have a real pastor who will really pastor you. Some of y'all need to keep doing a little church thing on Sunday, but you got to find something else during the week so you can give you some real training and equipping on the call of God that's on your life. Neo would have never understood the power he possessed if it wasn't for Pastor Morpheus and the Nebuchadnezzar ship and the fellow disciples that was around him, because he had to come to realization. He had to embrace, and the whole picture was really centered around Neo escaping from the role of Mr. Anderson. Anderson was church folk, trapped in the matrix, bound by the red pill. Neo represents a son of God who's bound by the blue pill, which is the kingdom of heaven. And when you begin to operate in the gift and the power of God, there's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this is why I'm opening this center up on this Saturday. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break here from TV Radio, take a commercial break. And while I'm on the commercial break, I'm staying on Mike Live. You're listening and you're watching here at www.mikebroadcasttv.com. They also watching Mike Live. Let's take a commercial break and come back on TV Radio.
If you're searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment to Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DDVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
All right. Here we go. Back. Welcome back to www.mikebroadcastdv.com. This is your host, Reverend Michael D.D. Duffy. I'm also back to Mike Live. I've been talking about Matrix 2020. Hello, David. Hello, Kenneth and Pastor Marcus. So I've been breaking down the movie and comparing it to Scripture. And I took the movie down, broke down Neo, who was the Son of God, Anderson, which is royal name, or I call it church folk name, Oracle is the Holy Spirit, or the prophet is the agent, Smith is the violence of prince, or satanic principality, Warfrees is the captain of the apostle of the ship called Nebuchadnezzar, and Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and Cypher is Judas. And the whole thing is get out the wrong matrix, and get the right matrix, get right in the quick, and go back into the wrong matrix and rescue people and to destroy that matrix. That basically is the kingdom of light versus the kingdom of darkness. And a lot of times folks are saved, but they still live in darkness. And darkness means absence of information, absence of awareness, absence of application. And due to our absence, the enemy takes over. And a lot of times when someone is silent, someone else is speaking. All right? So this is why you can't chase trauma. You got to initiate your own move, David. You know what I'm talking about. You got to initiate your own move, Kenneth. And because the church is so passive, she's so scared, she's so afraid, instead of her values and what she believes, that's why we've been so silent, that Agent Smith bill system. Now, you see Agent Smith all over newspapers, television, movies, news reports. Discern between Agent Smith news report and Pastor Morpheus' report. Pastor Morpheus speaks about the kingdom of heaven. Agent Smith speaks about darkness and unlimited, which contradicts the word of God. Which matrix do you live in? In Matrix 2020, my job is to open up a center in the fifth ward so I can train people how to find the right matrix, live in that matrix, and become a power warrior, to become a world changer, a trendsetter. And you're not going to do that with the word of God and the proper five-fold training. I'm trying to tell you, man, this is where I'm going. I'm telling you. And here in 2020, in Matrix 2020, I'm setting aside four people in the five-fold ministry. I got four people in mind, ordaining them. Some have already been ordained. I'm the third ordination public. And I'm setting aside for ministry. And we're going to put together supernatural work all together tactfully, which is totally different than the pastor of the worship clergy on fire. Because the SWAT team will be that team that's closely connected to the pastor, that's the apostleship, all right? But the pastor that's worship clergy on fire is going to be open to any pastor or any deacon that wants to network and work together in any of my programs throughout the state of New Jersey or outside of New Jersey. And these two clergy groups are going to focus strategically and wisely. Now, as you know, everyone is not called to connect to me, all right? And there's some people who will be disconnected. But those that want to work with me, I'm going to be like the Morbius, training up Neos so we can go forward and do what God's called us to do. Okay? Now, go to Joshua chapter 1. Let me show you this. And glory be to God. I feel the anointing of God, David, and Kenneth, and Pastor Martin. In Joshua 1, and I said this before, let me just say this again. Joshua 1, it says this right here. Micaiah, give me something to wipe my face, play on the tower bathroom. In Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Moses, the assistant, or my assistant, my servant is dead. Now you therefore rise, go over this Jordan, which cross over this Jordan. I was there in 2013. Cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given it to you. You see that picture he uses? He uses the feet. He uses the term tread, which stands for authority, power. Feet means mobilization, movement. Today, we'll use the term car or vehicle. Back then, they walked. I had a camel or a horse, but they walked from the Egypt land to the land of Canaan. But notice how God is messing with Joshua's mind, his imagination. I need you to see your feet progress. You know why God is telling Joshua this? Because Joshua was around church folk. He was around a generation that got stuck in the wilderness for 40 years. And many of his relatives and connections died because these folks were hard-headed. They ate the wrong pill. They were religious. They were stuck in the past. And God said, you will not enter into the promised land. You will not enter into the proper matrix. I'm allowing you to die in the wilderness. And they stayed around that mountain for 40 years until the generation died off. And then there was a new generation that grew up in the wilderness. And now Pastor Joshua or Apostle Joshua is going to train this group how to take over the land. Now, which means that in order to take over a city, influence the school, transform a community, do a new work in the neighborhood, win your family, you got to find the right matrix. If your matrix is old, if you're attached to an old module, you got an old program, change the program. Stop using a dial phone when now they got cell phones. Stop looking for the cell phone. Stop looking for phone booths on the streets because they're no longer there. You got to use a cell phone. Some of you got the Lord, but your systems are outdated. Your style is outdated. Every ministry is not the same. Stop being stuck in the wrong modulo, the wrong world. I got to draw and pull you into the right world. I got to pull you into the right matrix. Are you with me? So what God is doing, he is going after Joshua. He's being kind of Morpheus to Joshua. He wants Joshua to think differently than Moses. Now notice, we're going to still honor Moses. We're going to give Moses his due, his honor. But we're not going to stop by Moses, right? See, it's one thing to honor tradition, but it's another thing to be bound by it. See, I don't mind honoring tradition. I just don't like it when it binds people. Because I know how to honor folk all day long. I love to honor my forefathers. I can talk about Pastor Tony Van Zandt from years ago and Pastor Warren McWilliams Sr. I can talk about a Pastor Albert P. Rowe. I can talk about a Pastor Clinton Sauer. I can talk about a Pastor Fred McDonald. I can talk about a Dr. Dean Truly. I can talk about a Bernard Jordan. I can talk about a Dr. Miles Monroe and a Donnie Meader. I can talk about many of these creatures and things that spoke of Bernard Jordan. I can talk about that. And they gave me many things, but I'm not bound by that. I'm not stigmatized by where they came through. There's something greater about something I bring to the table that no one else can. I take what I've got and I add it to me, but I make sure I live in a matrix that keeps believing that the impossible is possible. And I'm not bound because you couldn't do it. Folks are very funny, man. If they can't do it, this way you can't do it. They feel if they didn't accomplish it, you can't accomplish it. They feel because they had to have all this, they couldn't feel good. I say, I don't need that much. I don't need a little space. I just need this right here because I know what it takes to start changing the hearts and the minds of people. God showed me how to create relationships, which is key to any church growth, right? Not the building, It's not the lights, camera, action. It's building relationships with people. If you don't know how to build relationships, you're not going to build a mighty church move. You might build a mighty church local house, but a move that is global that can shake the world is a whole nother ballgame. You know, I'm looking for the wealth. Pastor Kevin Greenwood, that the church, hope you're not going to miss my breakfast this Saturday, Pastor Kevin Greenwood. I got a breakfast this Saturday, 12 or 4 o'clock at the Crossroads, Kenny Bullion. I would like the 100 tickets you need for Kevin Greenwood. I'll send you information. I want you to come out this Saturday, 12 or 4 o'clock. The Matrix of Light Learning Center brunch take place at the Crossroads, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, Jersey, 07514. Tickets are $29.95 as they last. Don't wait to the door, 33 at the door, but you probably can't get in. It's going to be some great food, great leadership. There's some great people there. It's going to be awesome. Don't miss it. All right? So when you look at Joshua chapter 1, it looks like God is trying to teach Joshua to take his leadership up to another level, to give honor to Pastor Moses, but don't be bound by Pastor Moses. All right? When it says, he began to say, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. Just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, to the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. So he gives them territory, he gives them land, he gives them ability to spread, to extend. He understands that he's bringing in communities, including millions of Jews, to a new place, a new way of thinking, all right? The new horizon. But let me tell you something, if the mind is the same, if you're stuck on the red pill matrix, you're going to die in that war, just like Moses did, all right? Verse 5 says, no man, Andre, shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will cause these people, watch this, to inherit the land that I swore to your fathers. Only be strong and very courageous, and look at the matrix principle here. Be careful to according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you, which means I want you to honor Moses. Take what Moses gave you. Give honor Moses, but Moses is dead. So now you got to become the next generation. You got to take it to a whole other level, all right? And I want to show you what your principle focus is. Now, when you go to church services most of the time, I've been around, I got to always say this, I've been around. Folks always make you feel that someone prays all day and staying spirits just won't talk about that. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, no, 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 staying prayer all night, fast all the time. So scary, you could do a hula hoop with a cheerio. And we think that's real deep and spiritual. But then I realize prayer is communication with God. Stay in step with God and being sensitive to what God wants you to think and where God wants you to go. So a lot of folks are spiritual, but in the wrong location. Some folks love Jesus, but they have the right Morpheus. Some folks love the Lord, but they think like Mr. Henderson and don't think like Mr. Neal. Neal is the fighter. Neal is the chosen one, Mr. Andy. But Mr. Anderson is bound by the red pill matrix. You're trapped and scared to death of Agent Smith, which is the devil. But when you understand what Pastor Morpheus teaches you and you embrace the teaching of Pastor Morpheus and you begin to understand that you don't think you are, but you know you are, that's a whole other ballgame. The problem is not the devil, it's your thinking. Most of us think it's the devil. No, it's you. It's me. It's enemy. That's why it's called enemy. It's in the me. The me is the problem. The me has not been pastored, has not been morphed. I like the term Morpheus, which is the word morphed, which means that which forms, which kind of grows. Morpheus, which is his name, which is not his name in the movie, 1999 movie, The Matrix, he has to be trained and equipped. Neo, to face Agent Smith, to face these agents. And the agents are set to protect the red pill matrix. So anyone that's a threat to the kingdom of God, they come at you. That's why when someone is anointed and they're called by God, like Dr. Karen Greenwood, the enemy is going to attack you. He's going to attack your members. He's going to frustrate you because you have discovered that your job is to rescue people from the matrix. Bring them out that world and then sit them in Sunday school, sit them in church services, and then that pastor and leadership got to train them how to think like we know and don't be bound like Mr. Anderson. See, every time you see Agent Smith, every time he got in a fight, Leo, he never called him Leo. He said, Mr. Anderson, he's trying to change your thinking. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? Feed him the meat and the drink from the king's table, change your name. I'm going to call him Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm not going to call you Neil. I'm not going to call you by your Israelite name. I'm going to call you by the name I want to keep, Mr. Anderson. See, some of you, you've been hurt, and you've been named not married. You've been named cancer. You've been named sickness. You've been named black. You've been named white. You've been named poor. Don't take those names on. Think with another type of thinking. Start finding names that speak. That's why I call myself a son of God. I'm an ambassador. I sit at the master's table. I'm black and look young. Amen. Somebody. I talk like that. I speak like that. I eat like that. I joke like that. See, you are what you think. Don't think you are. Know you are. Are you with me today? I'm trying to teach y'all something. I'm trying to teach you this, all right? Now, I'm sure it's too for me. Listen, because I got to start selling these tickets. Oh, God, mercy. Look at this verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do or to observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you will have what I call right success. Because there's a good that's right, right success. Now, is this law should not depart. Now, what law from? The law of Moses. Anything Moses told you, don't compromise it. Practice saying it and thinking it. Remember Pastor Mortis in the Learning Program Center with Neil as he's training him to be Bruce Lee on steroids? He has to get into his mind. He has to move from your mind to your behind. And we got to practice it. And as Neil and Morpheus is fighting in the chambers, the whole team runs and fights. Oh, look at Neil. He's fast. And Neil is this young disciple trying to learn from Pastor Morpheus. And this is why you can't have the Joshua generation fighting with the Moses generation. They got to stay in one court. Don't let your anointing dishonor your head. Don't let your how great you are dishonor your head. I never did that. I served 10 years at Pastor McGuard's Ministry Church of Love. You know, we split and separated. I knew I had to go on to something different. But as long as he was alive, that was still my head, and I'm still my honor, and I'm still my calling. I don't just dishonor your head. Now, you might do some things different. You might say, I'm not limited like that. I think much more different than that. You know, just don't let your most limit you, but honor your most and allow God to allow you to be creative and step outside that zone or that limitation that sometimes older folks get trapped in. I never met so many pastors who have been trapped in the wrong matrix. I think outside the box. Everything got it the same way. You know, first Sunday communion, every first Sunday, Sunday 11 o'clock, Sunday school 9:30, but we only on Wednesday night, you know. You come to the revival, bring the preach for 3 days. We got this system that keeps us bound. We don't see church on a Thursday morning. We don't see church with the seniors. We don't see church at Dunkin' Donuts. We don't see church in Burger King. We don't see church out on Broad. We just see church as a building. Church is not a building. Church is not a steeple. The church is in people. But if that is your matrix, you're bound by its rules and its systems. I believe the kingdom of God, the matrix 2020, I got 4 minutes left, teaches us that we got to have a different eyesight. Not 2020 vision, not 2015 vision, but 2010 vision. You got to get your vision up and see things greater than what you see before. And you got to start saying to yourself, you know what? I got the law of Jesus Christ, the law of life in Christ Jesus. I can win this. I'm going to be cancer-free. I'm not going to live a life looking over my shoulder. I'm not doing that. No. Enemy come again and they drop dead. See, I talk like this. I've been doing this for 30-something years. I talk like that. I have victory. I've been speaking to my skin for years. I always say I'm going to age different. I'm never going to look my age. I've been saying this for years. Sister, I've been saying, whatever I touch, will prosper. I talk. And even though it looks grim at times, Sister Rose, and Simmons, God bless you, girl, sometimes the enemy tries to lie to you and say, you can't do that, you know. You got too many kids. You don't have a degree. You're too short. You're too fat. I'm not listening to the matrix that bounds you. I'm just right for the hour. I am the matrix. I'm walking in a matrix that God gave me called the kingdom of God. It's blue pill. We represent the kingdom of heaven. And I'm on this system. I'm on a system that says I can meditate God's word and I am victorious. I will be one of the richest billionaires come out of Patterson. That's how I talk. That's how I speak. Unless I got to get a closer because the time is running. This Saturday, Rose. This Saturday, Ani. This Saturday, Pastor Kevin Greenwood. I'm having my Matrix of Light Learning Center. 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Crossroads. Beautiful food, DJ music, Kenny Boobian, a famous club singer. I'm in the sing. That's the singer of You Are My Friend, and I Shall Not Be Moved. You're something to sing and minister. Don't miss it this Saturday, 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. But you got to get your tickets, because if you don't, you're going to miss it. And these are people already who always bought tickets. Linda J, A.S., D.W., S.H., S.H., P.T., S.G., 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 O.W., O.W., M.S., L.B., Jamie, Sharon, Olympia, Dr. Pinky Cook, Delon, Ivan, Joseph, Councilman, Mayor. See, and when I talked about 40 tickets already sold, our place is limited. We have to move now. Go to the Cash App, Dallas on Cash, Michael said, okay, and make your ticket request. And you can inbox me, you don't know how to do this, and I'll get the tickets to you, if not today, soon as tomorrow, because I cannot hold tickets. And please do a favor, don't call me on the day of the program to make sure you got any tickets. You have to buy now. Tickets are $29.95. 33 at the door, but we are guaranteed to get in. It's going to be a beautiful brunch. We have some praise dance. We're going to have real music, real dancing. All right? I believe in dancing. All right? I'm not bound. And Kenny Boone was saying, and it's going to be a time to pray over your vision boards. I want your vision in 2020. Bring it. We're going to anoint you and pray over it. And I'm believing God's going to do something. We're going to raise some funds that day for my community center. Let's not just talk about it. Let's be about it. Are you listening to it? Now, I'm down to 1 minute. We are having church this Sunday. Are you interested in attending and inboxing for the address? It's by invitation only. 9:30 a.m. My Sons of God Fellowship Church. If the storm gets to be a bit much, we're doing it alive. In the meantime, we're still meeting in person this Sunday at 9:30. Okay? If you're interested in getting tickets, Rose, Andre, please move on this, Pastor Kevin. Peace and blessings, my son, Malika, David Garlock. Listen, tickets are $29.95. Brunch this Saturday, the nature to my learning center brunch. Don't miss Mr. Kenny Bobian. It's going to be a great time of fellowship. If you're in town, let me know. Lisa Fan, I need you. Kev Allen, I need you. Mike B. Hughes, I need you. Darren, I need you. Sam, I need you there. Al, I need you. Amen. Timothy Watson, I need you. Darren Baldwin, I need you. Timothy, I'm calling out your name for a reason. Adrian Sabona, I need you. Pastor Joe, I need you. Rick Green, I need you. L2, you're always there all the time. Donnie Heath, amen. There's only one of you on this road that's already bought a ticket. Only one of you. I need the rest of you to follow through. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastdv.com, and thank you for watching my live. I gotta go. Let's see what are the Cash App. We'll start going. We'll start praying for you. You can also sponsor a ticket if you can't make it. Sponsor a ticket, $29.95. Thank you, LQ, for being one that always supports. Love you. God bless.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to
visit Dr. Michael Doblin at Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moments of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.